Good evening, folks. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm still William Cooper, and I'm still here. Thank God. Well, tonight I'm going to talk about a few things, and then later on we'll open the phones. So you might want to get pen and paper, because some of this stuff you may want to write down, and, you know, you may not. Who knows? But if you do, and you don't have pen and paper, you're going to be very upset if, you know, I'm talking about something you wanted to write down and you didn't do it. So you go get your pen and paper right now, and I'll be right back after this short pause. To the Hour of the Time, I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Folks, if you have not been to our website, williamcooper.com, go. Don't ask questions, just go. Go there, spend a few months browsing from, you know, page to page, and reading and, you know, visiting the links, and researching and discovering what you never knew. It's all there, williamcooper.com. If you want to know what's really going on in the world, go to the Majesty 12 page. Majesty 12, not Majestic 12, Majesty 12. All one word, no space between them. And you can get there from the home page, just go down until you find it. Go to the IRS page, visit all those links, and study all the criminal, unconstitutional things the IRS has been doing. You all need to know that. Because the only reason you're filing and paying today is not because there's a law that requires you to file and pay. It's because you're a miserable, stinking, little, rotten coward. That's why you do it. You know it. You know, might make you angry. Oh, yeah, you're embarrassed because I said it right in front of your family and whoever else is in your living. But it's true. If you're still filing and paying the income tax, the federal income tax, it's only because you're a stinking, rotten, little, stinking, you know, puke-faced coward. It's the truth. You've given in to tyranny. You don't have the balls to stand up and draw the line and say, no, show me the law or I'm not going to do it. They won't show you the law because they can't. There's thousands of, tens of thousands of us who've been, begging them, challenging them, embarrassing them to show us the law passed by Congress that requires us to file and pay. They haven't been able to do it yet. Congress can't do it. None of my congressmen here in Arizona can show me such a law. None of the senators can show me such a law. The mayor of this city can't show me such a law. Neither can the police chief or the sheriff. Nobody in Washington, D.C. Nobody on the president's cabinet. The president himself cannot show me any such law. The the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service can't show me any such law. The Secretary of the Treasury can't show me any such law. I've been challenging them for years. If they wanted to stop all this nonsense and all this opposition and all this this danger, because it is dangerous, because ultimately we're going to go to war over this, all they have to do is produce the law. I'm a law-abiding man. If they just showed me the law the first time I asked for it, I would never have stopped. but they can't do it. They're they're criminals, despots, tyrants, liars, thieves. They've been stealing the lifeblood from the American people like forever. And you all know it. And next April 15th, because you're little miserable, stinking, rotten cowards, you will file and pay again.
Won't you? Won't you?
Yes, you will. Now on to something that I absolutely hate. Can't stand it. Really seems to happen to the good people. A dear friend of all of us has been diagnosed with cancer. And he's going into the hospital, I believe, tomorrow for surgery. And I want you all, you need to tell him how much we care about him. If you really care about him, I don't want you to write a phony card or a phony letter, and I don't want you to call. It's got to be in writing. Has to be in writing. Because then he'll have it forever, and he'll know how much he's cared for, about, and how much he's loved by all of us. It's Alan Weiner of WBCQ, the man who owns WBCQ. For years, he was what he called himself a radio pirate. He even tried to put together a ship to go out to sea so that he could be broadcasting out at sea, you know, outside the jurisdiction of the United States government or any other government or any treaty, and be able to broadcast. And every time, everything he did, they busted him and confiscated his equipment and drug him through court and fined him, and, you know, just the loss of equipment. All that equipment was staggering over the years. So finally, he applied for a license, got a license for a shortwave radio station. It's WBCQ. We know it as The Planet. And that's what you're listening to right now if you're listening to this broadcast. And Alan's been diagnosed with cancer. And from what I understand, he's going to the hospital tomorrow for surgery. And if it had not been for three people, listen to me very carefully. I don't care whether you personally like these people or not. I like them, all of them. Sometimes they disagree vehemently with me, especially Johnny Lightning. I mean, Johnny Lightning sometimes a screaming Marxist liberal, and sometimes he doesn't like anything I say. Other times, he agrees 100%. And sometimes what he says makes me scratch my head and wonder, you know, when it was that he actually escaped from the insane asylum. But the truth is, without Johnny Lightning, Scott Becker, and Alan Weiner, there never would have ever been a broadcast called The Hour of the Time. I would never have been on radio. And if Alan Weiner hadn't started WBCQ, I probably wouldn't have been on radio for these last few years, because, tell you the truth, no other radio station in the world feels safe having me as one of its broadcasters. Scares them to death, but it doesn't scare Alan Weiner because he believes in free speech. I'm going to give you an address to write to, so write it down. And please, if you believe as I do in free speech, if you believe that Alan has done us all a great service, if you care about him just as a person, forget all this other stuff. If you just care that he's got cancer and you don't want him to die, then please write him a letter or a postcard and let him know how you feel about him personally. Now, if you don't feel that way, I don't want you to do it, because there's nothing worse than hypocrisy and insincerity and lies. You know me, I hate that stuff. But if you agree with me, please write WBCQ. That's WBCQ. The Planet. That's what he calls it. WBCQ, The Planet. I think he calls it The Planet because Whether it does or not, he hopes that WBCQ blankets the world and everybody's listening everywhere. And the truth is, if you have the right radio and the right antenna, there's no place in the world where you cannot receive WBCQ. That's the truth. So he is accomplishing that goal if the people listening have the right radio and the expertise to put up a good long line or good antenna that will receive WBCQ. So WBCQ, the planet, 97 High Street. That's H-I-G-H. 97 High Street. Kennebunk. That's spelled K-E-N-N-E-B-U-N-K. That's Kennebunk. K-E-N-N-E-B-U-N-K. Maine. Maine. M-A-I-N-E. And the zip code is 04043. That's 04043. Please don't call. Please write. It's WBCQ, the planet, 97 High Street, Kennebunk, Maine, 04043. And if you didn't get the spelling for Kennebunk, don't worry about it. Spell it the best you can, because it's the zip code that will take your letter there, not the spelling of the town. Post office don't even look at that anymore. The only thing they look at is the zip code. Once it gets there, they look at the street or the post office box, and that's it. So please write Alan Weiner. Tell him, tell him the truth about what you think about what he's doing. And if it's something negative or bad, please don't write to him. Somebody who's in that situation, who's going through the worry and the surgery and all the problems connected with cancer, don't need your bullshit. Understand? I hope you do. He doesn't need it. If you got something good to say, write him. If you don't, forget it. Write somebody. Write me. Vent your anger and your venom on me. I'm used to it. I get it all the time. It doesn't bother me a bit. And I'm not laying in a hospital bed, and I'm not under the surgeon's knife, so have at it. You know, here's my address. HOTT. H-O-T-T. And Garrett, 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940. Eager, Arizona, 85925. And while you're venting your anger, don't forget to send your donation. HOTT. H-O-T-T. Care of 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Now, I guess some people are just, you know, I guess they take these broadcasts and are just playing them back again, and they're asking some questions, and that's about the long-range rifle series that we did, where I was teaching you how to shoot and hit the target at a long range. And some people called in and said, well, Bill, what do you think about 7mm Magnum? Well, I don't when it comes to long range. When it comes to anywhere between where I'm standing and 400 yards, 7mm Magnum is fine. It's fine. But it's not a long range weapon. Remember, the purpose of shooting to hit a target at long range is to deliver the maximum effect to your target. 7mm bullets just aren't big enough. They're not big enough. Tell you the truth, 308 bullets aren't big enough. But you need at least a 30 caliber or above. You need a Magnum round or a Wildcat round. And we talked about a lot of things, and you know, I gave some of you the benefit of the doubt and talked about 308 168 grain bullets. But to tell you the truth, there's no 308, 168 grain bullet that's going to deliver enough foot-pounds of energy to the target at 700 yards to even be worth trying it. So forget it. You need a heavy bullet. It should be well over 200 grains. It should have a Magnum punch behind it. You need at least a 26-inch barrel. And I could go on and on and on. So, you know, stop writing and calling and say, why don't you like a 7mm Magnum? I love a 7mm Magnum if it's within distance of me in 400 yards. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all. It's more effective, though, at around, you know, between me and 350 yards, if you want to know the truth. But I'll give you 400. I'll give you 400. It's a great hunting rifle. It's a great rifle for, you know, anywhere between you and 400 yards for any kind of task. But beyond that, it will not, listen to me, it will not perform. My rifle, which is a 375 H&H Magnum, Ackley improved, will deliver the same foot-pounds of energy at 1,000 yards as a 44 Magnum rifle will deliver at 12 feet from the muzzle. That's what I'm talking about. And with what I put in the tip of my bullets, there is no body armor that can be purchased or worn by anybody that will stop that bullet all the way out to 1,000 yards. That's what I'm talking about. You can't do that with a 7mm Magnum. Period. You can't do it. So forget it. I'm shooting a 300 grain Spitzer boat tail with a titanium rod in the tip. It's armor piercing. And at 1,000 yards, it delivers the same energy to the target as a 44 Magnum delivers 12 feet from its own muzzle. Maybe that will help some of you understand what I was trying to get across to you. We're talking long range. Remember? I told you. 700 yards or more. And all of those broadcasts, I was teaching you how to hit your target at 700 yards. Hopefully, you will learn how to do it at a much greater range. But, you know, you need to start somewhere. Actually, if you're not used to shooting, you should start at 100 yards and then work out until you understand what's going on and what you're doing. And if you're shooting long range, you should be reloading. You don't have to reload, though, because there's some fantastic off-the-shelf ammunition today. And I told you about that during that broadcast series also. So, you know, what are you waiting for? And I'm telling you what, the war is getting closer and closer and closer. More and more people are waking up. They're discovering that George Bush just lied and lied and lied during his campaign. He's broken at least 7 major campaign promises that if people had known it while he was running for president, they would never have voted for him. Never. And we would have Al Gore as the president right now. And I got to tell you, folks, in the long run, you're going to find it wouldn't have been much different, except Al Gore would have taken us there sooner with probably a little more bloodshed along the way. George W. Bush is going to take us there a little slower. There's going to be some bloodshed along the way. And we're ultimately going to still be aimed on that path toward world totalitarian socialist government. He's a globalist. He's made no secret about it. So, we're going to open the phones now. Oh, I bet that just gave you a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, huh? 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be right back. By the way, if you haven't been to the website, there's a whole bunch of videotapes on sale. You got to go to the website, find out which ones they are, and you can buy them right there. If you don't want to use a credit card on the website, there's an address in the hot shop where you can send a money order. Oh, that was a chicken plucker. I can't stand chicken pluckers. If you're not going to stay on the phone to talk, don't call. Don't call. Don't call. Chicken pluckers. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Ed from Connecticut.
Hi, Ed.
With respect to your 300 grain bullet, you mentioned titanium. I think you might have meant to say tungsten or tungsten.
I'm sorry. I did say titanium. I did mean to say tungsten, and it is tungsten that I use in my bullets. Yes.
Fair enough, man. Hey, catch you later.
Thank
Bye.
You. 520-333-4578. Thank you for making that correction. Not titanium, it's tungsten is what I use. Although, you know, titanium might work. I've just never tried it. Don't know whether it would or not, but tungsten does work. It's bad, really bad. 520-333-4578 is the number. Wanted to be live Monday night, but we had one of the biggest and best in my whole life experience lightning and thunderstorms here in this valley that I've ever seen. I enjoyed it, but I didn't dare go on the air. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Joe from Boston. How are you?
Good.
I want to say a prayer for Alan Weiner.
Well, great.
He's very, very nice to me. You know, I can't see. I'm going to try and get him a card anyway because he's very gracious, just like Bart. Very nice to me.
Well, you know, say a lot of prayers for him. Don't stop.
Yeah,
don't stop till we know he's okay. I'm gonna be saying prayers the whole time until I know that it's over with.
Yeah, two things I'd like to discuss with you, if you're willing. I joined the prepaid legal.
Uh huh.
And I'm having a little problem. And you said you'd like to hear bad and good, correct?
Yeah. What's the problem?
I wanted to. I discussed the years.
First, let me ask you: have you discussed this with Bart?
I discussed this with their attorney, and Bart says, when you mention this with their attorney, see if you can work out something with them. You know,
But you didn't answer my question. Did you discuss it with Bart?
Originally, yes, but not after I joined.
You need to discuss it with Bart because Bart can go to the company and find out what's going on and you know, intercede for you. That's the purpose of him being there. That's one of the purposes.
Well, he's not in Massachusetts, and he said he can't do much for the Massachusetts.
You just told me you haven't talked to him.
No, I talked to him before I joined and tell him my problem, and then I talked to him a little after. But I'm going to talk to him some more.
Okay, what's your problem?
Okay.
But you need to talk. Anytime any of you have any problem with prepaid legal, you need to talk to Bart because Bart can go directly to the people in prepaid legal who can get things done. And if nothing can be done, he'll tell you and he'll explain to you why, according to the terms of the membership, because they must adhere to the terms of the contract.
I see.
So,
okay.
So whatever, but what is it that's wrong?
Yeah, okay. I wanted to do an investigation and possibly a civil action against members of my family for whatever reason they damaged me emotionally. Now, we talked. The attorney, she was very gracious, and they charge like $1,200 to $1,500 for 8 or 9 hours work. I says, well, right now I don't have that kind of money. I says, maybe I could put a work with you, barter with you, take calls for you, help you out any way you can. She didn't know, and she didn't think they would allow that.
Do you know that's a tremendous discount over the normal rates, and it's exactly what we told you that they would be able to do if it wasn't covered under the policy, and that kind of thing is not covered under the policy. You have to pay for that. But you know what that represents? Less than $100 an hour? You know what attorneys normally charge an hour?
What, $1,200 to $1,500 for 8 hours work around $1,250? I don't know what they charge. No, I've never been to an attorney before for that.
I told you during that initial broadcast, it's between $400 and $500 an hour is what attorneys normally charge. They're giving you a tremendous discount over their normal fees, which is exactly what we said that they would do.
I see. Well, when you're on SSI, it's hard to afford that kind of money.
If you're on SSI, you don't want to go around being suing people because you can't pay for attorneys.
Yeah. I thought I could work with them or help them any way I can, you know, and we could barter back and forth.
But they're already bending over backwards. That's at least minimum. Even if it was the worst firm in the country, they'd be charging you $300 an hour.
I see. That's how much they would charge then. If it were the worst.
Minimum. Yeah.
Wow. Now, how much is that?
You're not having a problem with prepaid legal. Prepaid legal is working fine for you. Your problem is you don't have any money.
Yeah, I see. So I guess I just have to wait then, huh?
Well, I guess so, because you're trying to get prepaid legal to pay for something that's not covered in the policy. There is no coverage in the policy for suing your family because of emotional damage they did to you.
I see.
That's not covered. You have all the written material there. Why don't you read it?
Well, I can't see to read it.
Well, I'm sure you have a neighbor who will read it to you. Don't give me this.
I'm crippled. I'm handicapped
bullshit because I got one leg and I don't go around limping, pleading with everybody that I only got one leg.
We have Spanish neighbors which don't get involved.
Oh, come on, man. Get off my butt.
They
go out there. They've got people all over town who will volunteer to read to the blind. Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
I've already applied.
Take a hike, Ike. I hate that when somebody starts with that crap.
Oh, I'm so helpless. I'm blind. I only have one leg. I only got one arm. My mommy beat me when I was a baby, so that's my excuse to quit living. Give me a break.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, Bill. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hopefully Alan gets well. Now, I remember you a few years ago, you were on, didn't you have like a little segment on the RNI, Radio New York International program a few years ago?
No, never had a segment on RNI.
No, but remember your show was right after Radio New York International and WWCR?
That's true, and Johnny Lightning helped me get started. They helped me find the equipment to use. They promoted my show on RNI. They did all kinds of things to help me out. They didn't have to do it, and I thought it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, especially since Johnny Lightning disagreed with almost, 75% of everything I ever said.
Yeah, I could have sworn that you were a guest on Johnny's show, like 10 years ago.
I may have been. I don't remember, but I didn't have a segment on his show.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, that you were just like a temporary guest, like a few times, that's all. Oh, well. Anyway, do you have a driver's license, or do you drive around, are you one of these people that drive around with their homemade license plates?
I don't have homemade license plates. I do not have a license, and I don't tell anybody where or when I drive, and it's none of your business.
Okay, here's another question.
If I even do drive or not.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering, because I know a lot of the Patriots, they say...
It has nothing to do with Patriots. It has to do with the law. Get off this Patriot crap.
Oh, okay.
Because we believe in the law and study the law and try to make the traitors and despots and tyrants obey the law, don't separate us from them by calling us traitors. We're Americans.
I didn't say you were a traitor.
Well, then don't call us Patriots either. Okay. We're Americans.
Okay.
We believe in America. We believe in the law. We believe in the Constitution.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about the Pilot Connection.
What about them?
They're a sponsor. I seen them on 2020, and you said that they're not in business or anything.
Been in business for years.
What happened? What happened to them?
They were raided. All their stuff was confiscated. They were charged by the government, and the government couldn't convict them, and finally they got them on mail fraud.
Oh, okay, so that's what they finally charged him with?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill, and have a good evening.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Well, they did that. But apparently the Pilot Connection had done something through the mail that the government was able to twist in court to turn into mail fraud. And that doesn't mean that they're guilty of mail fraud, because if you've sat in on any of these federal trials and you've listened to the judge and watched what they tell the jury and how the prosecutor twists the facts and lies and brings up federal agents who, by the way, according to the law, federal agents and law enforcement officers can lie to elicit a confession, and they can lie in court. Nobody cares. So, that's why I say, that's one of the reasons I say, that's just a little reason, there's lots and lots of reasons why I say there's no justice anymore in this country for the common man. It does not exist. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. And folks, if you're blind, you got one leg, you got one arm, don't call me and plead all this "into helpless" bullshit. Because that's exactly what it is. That's what you'll get from me. You learn how to live with it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just had a question.
Sure.
Have you heard anything else about Mark Kornke or what's happening to him?
No. Nothing at all.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. No. Nothing at all. 520-333-4578 is the... Nor do I want to. Mark Kornke was never honest with anybody. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. When you mentioned... Oh, I'm sorry. When you mentioned H&K, what was the model number? Because I didn't quite get that.
H&K? What are you talking about?
Tonight
I haven't said anything about H&K.
Oh, what was the name of the rifle?
The rifle that I have?
Yeah, the one we...
It's a rifle that I built. You can't buy it off the shelf anywhere.
Oh, okay.
It's got a 33-inch barrel. It's custom made from the ground up, and if you were to try to duplicate it, it would cost you several thousand dollars.
Oh, and so what off the shelf do you recommend? Would you say go with the Colt, you know, with the AR-15?
No. An AR-15 is never, ever a long-distance weapon.
Okay.
You need a bolt-action rifle.
Yeah.
It's got to be a Magnum caliber. It's got to be 30 caliber or above. It's got to have at least a 26-inch barrel. And it's got to be, you know, really accurate. If it's not really accurate, you've got to be willing to spend just a little bit of money and a little time to make it that way. But there's lots of off-the-shelf rifles that are accurate enough if you follow the directions in my series on long-range shooting.
Oh, and that series you can buy on your from your store.
You can listen to it on the website, yeah.
Oh, okay. So all I have to do is go to the website and then order the book.
Not a book. It's a series of broadcasts we did on this show that you can listen to on the website. If they're not up there now, they will be shortly.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. 520-333-4578. I don't understand how people hear me say things that I don't ever say. It's incredible. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, there's a great rifle that I've been using for years. It's the 110 SP Savage, right out of the box, 308.
Yeah, well, 308 is not a long-range rifle. Never will be.
Right. But
308's okayed out to 400 yards, but it will never, ever be an accurate rifle beyond that range.
Correct, yeah. I enjoy that. I mean, for $400, it's a great rifle, though.
I agree with you. 308 and Savage makes good rifles. Out to 400 yards is one of the best rifles ever made.
Yeah, heavy barrel, you know, tactical type rifle. When you're comparing to like the Robars and the $2,000 range, it's probably one of the best to get.
Yeah, but listen to me very carefully. If you're going to fight in the Civil War that's coming, you better be able to shoot out to 700 yards. If you can't, your ass is grass.
I agree. All right, have a good one.
You too. 520-333-4578. And that's the truth, folks. You better listen to me. I was in the military. I fought in Vietnam. I know what the military can do. And if you don't learn guerrilla tactics And if you can't hit your target out to 700 yards, hang it up. Hang it up. They're going to get you. And if you're one of these assault weapon commandos, they're going to get you first before they ever get anybody else. You better listen to my shooting series again, because some of you just ain't playing with a full load. You're not taking me seriously. I fought in a war. Listen to me. I'm not one of these phony Vietnam vets. I actually fought in a war for a year. For a year. I have over 257 combat patrols to my credit. Probably a lot more. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. Say, I know how that they get you on that mail fraud.
How?
Okay. If a U.S. attorney, if you send something to the mail that the U.S. attorney could pick up and say this has no credible, intelligent, educational material, they get you on the mail fraud.
Wait a minute. That didn't even make sense. What do you mean, intelligent, educational material?
If you, they call it like kind of like a Ponzi scheme. If you're charging money and the money's going through the mail, and a U.S. attorney picks up a book, and it doesn't matter what the book is, and he decides that it's not.
It's not up to him. It's up to the jury.
Yeah, but he can still bring the charges, and the juries are so stupid that they just find you guilty.
Well, now you got a point.
Yep, that's how it works.
Now you got a point, but it's not up to the attorney. Also, they have to prove to the jury that you had intent to defraud. In other words, you were trying to get something for lying to somebody.
Yeah, you know the problem is though that you can take that up on appeal.
Yeah, you can.
In the
but
meantime,
most
we're just sitting in jail for 3-4 years. You know,
yeah, most people can't afford it. That's why it's always a good thing to have prepaid legal.
Yep.
You know, at least the price comes down to where if you got some friends, you can afford it.
Now, Bill, I personally was in court with a U.S. attorney fighting at me, and I in open court charged him with mail fraud, and the whole thing went. I got jail for 8 days. Then I came out of jail, and everything was dropped because I charged the U.S. attorney with mail fraud.
How'd you do that?
What? Because what he was sending me through the mail was mail fraud.
Yeah? What was he sending you?
He was sending me notices to appear, and it was just in their verbal lawyer language, which is really an untruthful language.
Well, no, he can't make you appear. Only a subpoena can make you appear.
Yeah, it was a subpoena.
Well, then, how is that mail fraud if it was a subpoena?
Because the subpoena's got mail fraud on it.
How?
Because it's got
come on, stop talking gibberish to me.
No, Bill.
Explain yourself.
I'm not talking gibberish.
Yes, you are, because you haven't said anything that makes any sense yet.
Okay, the subpoena was boxed. It had my name in a box, and anything in a box is not on the subpoena.
Okay, now you're talking sense.
Yeah.
Okay? Never assume, especially when you're talking on radio, that anybody listening knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, I got that problem.
And when you're talking to me, if you don't spell it out, you know, I don't know if you know what you're talking about or not.
Yeah, that wasn't the only bit of mail fraud, though. Everything was mail fraud in his package that he sent me.
Well, it usually is. Most of the stuff I get from the government. But the thing is you never, here's the rule, folks, listen to me. Never accept delivery of anything from any government entity whatsoever. Refuse it every time.
Yeah.
Never accept it.
Bill,
never sign for it. Never open
street.
It. Ever. Period.
To hit me with that subpoena. But here's the kicker. It doesn't have to go through the mail to be mail fraud either.
What I'm trying to tell you is if you accept it and open it, you're saying you are who they addressed it to. And 9 times out of 10, you're not.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never accept anything in the mail from any government entity whatsoever, not even the local dog catcher. Never. Period. That's a big mistake.
Yeah, I've had good luck just sending it back.
That's what you got to do.
Yep.
If you don't take delivery, then they can't prove that you're who they sent it to.
That's for sure.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bill.
520-333-4457. Don't call me up and start spouting gibberish, folks. Say what you mean. If you know what you're talking about, I'll figure it out real quick. If you don't, I'm going to keep asking you questions until I figure out whether you know what you're talking about or you don't. And if you don't, I'm going to hang up on you, just like I always do. Okay, he knew what he was talking about, but he sure wasn't expressing it for a while. And in a way, he didn't, because he was accepting mail from government entities when you should never, ever do that. What you're doing is you're saying that they're right, and you're the person that is supposed to be delivered to, and, you know, you're going to get yourself in trouble doing that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah.
I got a friend of mine in New Jersey who needs an attorney. He's on disability.
Why are you calling me? I'm not an attorney.
I know that. His public defender is not helping him.
They never do. They work for the court. They're usually fresh out of law school, don't know anything. They're scared to death of the judge, and they're not going to do anything to help him.
He was accused of using a firearm to scare off some bad kids that were picking on him in Wall Township. And I was wondering if you knew of any attorneys in the Monmouth County area that can help him.
Well, how would I know anybody in the Monmouth County area that could help anybody? I live in Arizona.
I'm asking a lot of people.
No, I don't. But let me ask you this.
Yes.
So what? These kids were picking on him. Did he feel his life was in danger?
Absolutely.
If he felt that his life was in danger and that he was going to lose his life at any moment, he was justified in using any force at his command.
Okay, he's being charged with unregistered firearm, assault and battery. You can't get a fair trial out here.
You can't get a fair trial anywhere in this country. We're living under despotism.
Anything involving a firearm, I told him to move out, and he just doesn't, his wife has family here, she doesn't want to leave.
Well, what are you beating your head against the wall for?
The guy's a good friend of mine, he's a nice guy, and, disabled.
Oh, President Clinton was a nice guy, everybody just loved him. Henry Kissinger is a nice guy. Everybody just loved that guy to death.
No.
One of the biggest traitors that ever lived.
This guy's a lot like you, okay? He had a nice talk with the police, and he told them exactly.
But he carried a firearm when he knew he wasn't supposed to have one, according to their treasonous, unconstitutional legislation. He wouldn't move or go somewhere else, and so now he's in trouble. He asked for it, but he didn't have the guts to draw the line and say, I'm not playing this game.
He let them search his home, and they found no guns there. And he insists that he didn't have a gun, that the other people are lying. Now, I wasn't there.
No,
come on. He needs some kind of defense lawyer. If there's anyone out there that knows of somebody.
If nobody can find a gun or prove that he had a gun, it's going to be pretty hard to convict him.
But with a public defender, he's going to go away. They just passed the new bill out here.
If he had prepaid legal, he'd have an alternative, wouldn't he? How come he didn't get prepaid legal? I bet you don't have it either, do you?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Bye-bye. Can't stand it, folks. If you want to play by their rules, then they're going to get you. You got to at least have some sense and some brains and protect yourself. They should have prepaid legal. They should have been willing to draw a line in the sand. I don't buy this for one second that he didn't have a gun. I don't believe that. I believe he did have a gun. Especially if it's like the guy said, if he's like me, I know he had a gun. Because I would have had a gun. And if those kids, teenagers, or whatever they were threatening me, and I felt that my life was in danger, I would have put my gun right down somebody's throat, and I would have told them all if they weren't history and got the hell out of there real quick, I'd pull the trigger. And if they didn't, I would. And that's the truth about me. There's all kinds of people playing the game, and you can't play a game. You have to understand the law. You have to be on the right side of the law. And you have to be willing to die for your rights and for the law, like I am. Otherwise, if you play their game in their courts, under this tyranny and despotism that we're living under, you're going to get screwed. Why do you think we have so many people in prison today? And most of them are in there for nothing that was ever a crime 20 years ago. And I'm talking about most of them. Most of them. Most of them. And shouldn't even be crimes. And a judge once told me, and this is true, he said, Bill, there's nobody in prison who didn't volunteer to go. He told the truth. I don't volunteer. If you do, don't cry. Don't cry. Deal with it. And you really think if this guy gets an attorney, the attorney's going to bail him out of this? He doesn't have enough money. Prepaid legal, he might have enough money. But for a regular attorney, no. And he waited until he got in trouble before he's looking for a lawyer. Now he's looking for a lawyer. He could have had one. He could have had the best in his state if he'd had prepaid legal. I'm going to give you the number to call Bart right now, all of you. And listen to me. Bart's one of the nicest guys in the world. He'll help you. And remember, prepaid legal will cover you under the terms of the policy, the contract. It's an insurance thing. So when you get all the material, read it. And if you're a blind dummy, there are blind dummies, you know. If you're blind, find somebody to read it all to you. Or call Bart and tell him you're blind and ask him to read it to you, and he will do that. But don't plead blindness as an excuse or anything else. You understand? I don't buy that. You want to be a wimp, victim, scum-sucking, fodder for socialism? Go do it somewhere else. Go to Cuba. Castro understands it. Oh, he would be so understanding of why you don't know anything about the contracts you entered into because you're blind. Castro would just love you. Because then he could just screw you all over the place because you're so ignorant. So stupid. I don't buy it. Folks, no way. And don't say I'm picking on the handicapped. Because if you want to know the truth, I only got one leg. But I don't plead that. And I don't beg out of doing anything. And I don't say, I can't walk that distance. Or I can't go there because I only got one leg. I had a stroke not too long ago. Sometimes I have trouble talking. But by God, I'm behind this microphone still doing my job. You understand? All you little victims. All you little fodder, cannon fodder for socialism, because that's what socialism needs to succeed, is all you little victims marching down the street with all your little handicaps and your woes and your emotional disabilities and all the reasons why you can't survive in this world. I'm just so sick of that. I don't even ever want to hear it. I can't stand it. I literally can't stand it. Call Bart. See, that guy got trouble. He got no legal protection. And now, if he were to get prepaid legal, they won't cover it because it's pre-existing. 866-77-LEGAL. 866-77-L-E-G-A-L. 866-77-L-E-G-A-L. 866-77-LEGAL. If there's no answer, call back a later time. It'll mean that Bart's talking. The phones are busy, and he's talking on the phone with somebody. If you get an answering machine, leave your name and phone number, and Bart will call you back, and you'll find he's one of the most understanding, nicest guys you ever talked to in the world, and you'll be glad that you did it. Good evening. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Bill?
Good.
What do you know about...
I need you to talk a lot louder. Put the phone right in front of your mouth and talk up.
What do you know about L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology?
L. Ron Hubbard was an intelligence officer for the Office of Naval Intelligence. Scientology was a mind control experiment conducted by the Office of Naval Intelligence.
Okay, so it is a mind control.
Absolutely. Yes, always has been. I've said it millions of times. Oh, come on. Get off it. Get out of here. If you want to believe in Scientology, go ahead. I just told you what it is. I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence. I know exactly who L. Ron Hubbard was. L. Ron Hubbard was a United States Naval officer of the Office of Naval Intelligence conducting a mind control experiment by creating Scientology. Now, if you want to go be a part of it, go be a part of it. But don't tell me on this broadcast after I've told you what I know that it's, there's something good about it, because that's bullshit. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the people before, they're having trouble with weapons and things like that and wimping out. All they have to do is study the situation in particular in Macedonia, where 2 million people are getting screwed by the U.S., supplying both sides. And
now, wait a minute. You just made a statement. How can you prove the U.S. is supplying both sides?
Well, I can't prove it myself.
Then how can you say
it? Leaves,
Whoa. If you can't prove it, why do you say it?
Well, because I believe so.
Well, then why don't you say that you believe so instead of stating it as fact? Because if you can't prove it, you can't state it as fact.
Yes, I stand corrected.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, in other words, the hell that's going on over there is all of that nonsense over there is going to eventually be imported here into the United States. It's part of their game plan. It's just like a little test bed, and it's going to be hell over here, just like you're saying.
It already is hell over here, and it's already been implemented, and it's already things have been implemented in this country to divide Americans from other Americans in order to start that kind of crap.
Exactly.
And it happened a long time ago. Everybody said, Bill, when's all this going to happen? It started a long time ago, dummies.
Oh, yeah, but specifically what you were saying with what the military is capable of. No, I haven't been in it, but I've been studying some different things, and it's, in other words, it's got to be a very rude awakening, probably even for myself, for whatever I can imagine.
If you've never fought in a war, yes, it's going to be a very rude awakening.
I believe it will be.
And if you're not prepared to fight, it's going to be tough going until you learn. Or you're going to end up as one of the either cannon fodder, refugees, or you're going to be in some kind of a concentration camp somewhere.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they'll send a whole bunch of us over to The Hague.
Won't send me anywhere. They may send my dead, they can send my dead body anywhere they want. They're not sending me anywhere.
Good for you, Bill. I'm going to leave the phone now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Got time for maybe one or two more calls. We're just almost up to the end of the hour, but we still got time for one or two more calls. 520-333-4578. I know there's a lot of you out there keep thinking I'm going to mellow out. I'm never going to mellow out till this country is free and safe. Constitutional Republican government has been restored, and then and only then can I mellow out and say, I don't care about any of this stuff. You guys take it from here and go relax somewhere with my family, if I can find them. I'm never going to mellow out. I'm never going to let you off the hook. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's me again, Bill.
I can't hear you. Put the phone in front of your mouth and talk real loud.
Yeah.
Come on. Speak up loud.
Okay, Bill. You got hurt on the people, but what do you know about, what's the guy's name? Robert Anton Wilson. I never heard you say anything about him.
Robert Anton Wilson, he's a dope addict. He's high 90% of the time. I spoke with him at something called Phenomicon in Atlanta, Georgia. And the guy was so doped out and beyond any comprehension of reason or our presence of mind that he wasn't even able to participate. Now that's an eyewitness report. That's the truth.
Some of his books about higher intelligence.
What do you mean higher intelligence?
His books.
What higher intelligence?
The concepts.
Of what?
Higher intelligence.
What higher intelligence?
Of the mind.
Of the mind? Higher intelligence?
Yeah.
The human being is capable of intelligence. I don't know what you mean by higher intelligence.
I mean divine super intelligence.
Bullshit. Man is not God, will never be God, anybody who wants to convince themselves of that is suffering delusions on a grand scale.
Thank you.
Gotta let you go. Man is man. That was the promise of Satan in the Garden of Eden.
Ew, God lied to you. You can be as gods. All you have to do is listen to me. I won't steer you wrong.
If you believe that you're God or you're ever going to be God, you are under the influence of the greatest deceiver that's ever lived. You're in the hands of Satan. And he will destroy your soul. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you. Been listening to me, William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America, on the hour of the time. Don't miss Monday's broadcast. It'll floor you. If the nice didn't, I guarantee you Monday's broadcast will floor you. Now, if you don't believe in God, you better damn well start right now. Folks, please pray for Alan Weiner. Pray for Alan Weiner every moment of every day until we know that he's going to be okay. And I'm going to tell you this, if we all do that, he will be okay. God will answer our prayers. You're going to write to him. It's WBCQ, The Planet, 97 High Street. That's 97 High Street. Kennebunk, Maine. Don't worry about spelling Kennebunk. Just make sure you get the zip code right. Kennebunk, Maine, 04043. It's WBCQ, The Planet, 97 High Street, Kennebunk, Maine, 04043. Please, folks, pray for our good friend, Alan.